From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
Find the asparagus as you look for the old dead piles of from last year. There's one over here. Right over in this area. Usually you find a couple. There's some. Yeah, they're all different sizes. You know, some of them are really fat and thick. And those, sometimes they'll even get like that long skinniness where it looks like two grew together. There's one there. A couple in here. This stuff's really sweet too.
Not bad.
Yeah. It's way better than the stuff at the store, huh? The stuff at the store tastes like a potato. This stuff tastes like a sugar snap pea.
Yeah.
A ton. I'm Ryan, and I'm from Pullman, Washington. I'm a big plants fan.
Yeah. Let's see who this is. Can you read that?
Elma. And it's hard to read with all the lichens and moss on there. Weep not for
Father
and mother.
I think it says, for I am waiting in glory for thee.
Yeah, maybe since it's a child's grave, maybe that's why the skinny ones are on it.
That's pretty morbid, right?
Oh, this is miner's lettuce. You know what miner's lettuce is?
No.
Try that.
You need this?
Yeah, it's good.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's good.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
people wanting other people to visit.
The podcast about
the unknown.
What do you see when you look around here?
I don't know. You see a lot of history, but there's a lot of people here, a lot of old people. They're totally surrounded by wheat fields here.
Where are we?
This is the Clinton Cemetery. Up between Moscow and Pullman. It's just kind of an old, forgotten cemetery. Graves from the late 1800s. A lot of them are broken, weathered. And a lot of old, strange plants up here that people have planted over the years. There's a big pine tree in the middle. Looks like it's probably 100 years old. There's the rhubarb over there, and then there's asparagus and all kinds of flowers, and just a quiet old place. There's an old horse barn with one horse. There's a gravel road. There's a little creek. There's an old farmhouse, and you can hear a rooster crowing from it from time to time. Then as I turn, it's pretty much all wheat field back to Moscow Mountain off in the distance, and an old fake well somebody put up. I think I hit that one time driving out of here. Keep going, it's more wheat field, and it comes back around to that same horse in the horse barn. I don't I don't bring a lot of people here, partly because, I don't know, it seems kind of a private spot. Partly because I don't want them stealing my asparagus. There's actually a ton of children's graves out here too, especially up over there. A lot of like, you know, lived 1 year or lived, you know, less than 1 year. I guess that's kind of the way it was out back then, was a lot more child mortality.
Well, because it's not like the East Coast in the 1800s, you know?
No.
This was still wild land back then,
yeah,
right?
Well, and I think that's part of the reason they planted, you know, asparagus and rhubarb, is because they didn't have access to all of the, you know, beautiful flowers, and they kind of planted what they had.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple more little asparagus plots up here. One of the funny things about picking asparagus in an old graveyard is, I refer to it as Soylent Green. It's made out of people. That's why it tastes so good. One more over here. And then I think this little spot's picked out after that.
You know, knowing what I know about you as a person, Ryan, mm-hmm. It's like, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest that you would have no qualms eating asparagus that grows in a cemetery.
Yeah. I could see why people might have qualms about it, though. I respect this place, but I'm not particularly spiritual. But I feel like it is a place that kind of deserves respect. I don't even think about it, but I tend to be kind of quiet when I'm up here. I don't know if that's tradition or what it is, but it deserves respect. It's a beautiful spot. It's nice when something can be completely overgrown and absolutely beautiful. There's a couple more. I can see them. See behind that old derelict windmill thing?
Yeah.
They seem to like it right in around the tombstones.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Asparagus grow really deep. So, you know, it's kind of nice to think that it's, you know, something given back up or from below, or maybe there's just people wanting other people to visit. Maybe it's just good fertilizer.
Good one.
Now you're taking some of this home.
If you'd like to visit Clinton Cemetery, you'll find it on an old gravel road in between the towns of Pullman, Washington and Moscow, Idaho. If you want more details than that, though, you'll need to drive around for a bit, or just ask someone. While I was talking with Ryan, I took a bunch of pictures of him doing his harvesting. And so if you'd like to see those are up on our website and on our Instagram page, hbmpodcast.com and hbmpodcast on Instagram. And if Ryan's voice sounds familiar, that's because he's Ryan Graves, who you heard back on one of our all-time favorite episodes, episode 42. It's a story of friendship that grows stronger over a fresh deer carcass.
In the medical field, there's a term DNR, do not resuscitate. If I come into the room and you're not breathing, how much do you want me to do to try and save your life? I kind of put a deer that swam out into the middle of the lake on DNR status. It's a no code.
That episode is called Deers, and you can find it by scrolling up a bit in your podcast feed or over on our website. Again, we're at hbmpodcast.com. And in other news, Beth and I need your help for an upcoming episode. We're trying to answer this question about the future, right? Like distant future, like 3 million years from now future. And in that time, 3 million years from now, what is it that archaeologists aren't going to understand? Like, what is it that they can't understand about humanity and the world that we live in today? You know, those things that today are just so effortless for us to understand. What is it that they can't ever know that far in the future? Think about it and email us a voice memo. We're hbmpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can also just give us a call and leave us a voicemail. Our phone number is 765-374-5263. That spells out the words poker gland. Again, 765-374-5263. Poker gland. Okay, my name is Jeff Etman, and I produced this episode with help from Bethany Denton. Our editor at KCRW is Nick White. Kristen Lepore manages the Independent Producer Project, which we are a part of. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.